Whatever.
Okay,
so let's review a little bit. Okay? A little bit of review. So the issue is
excuse me, what
Megillah. Nadafe Aref. No, you got it. It's in there. Okay, so basically we're dealing with, again, just to remember, we're dealing with a definition of a walled city vis-a-vis Mikra Megillah. Okay, and so far have Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. Okay, or vis-a-vis Mikra Megillah, which is a Derabanan, and vis-a-vis the walled cities, Batei Arechoma, which is the Deoraisa status of walled cities, which have different Kedusha, vis-a-vis Kedusha Eretz Yisrael, vis-a-vis whatever halachos. Okay? So the different, the question is, what determines, what makes something into a walled city, both in the Deoraisa and in the Derabanan? So there are a few issues. The first thing, which we, both of them go by Yishuv Hanan, for sure, that's one thing, time of Yishuv Hanan. But now the thing is, so one idea is, does it need actual walls? Okay, does it need actual walls, or could you have water as the fourth wall, and that will which provides the protection which for the fourth wall would provide? Okay, that's the question. Could water replace the fourth wall? So vis-a-vis Batei Arechoma, definitely you need a wall. You need mechitzas to create the kedusha. In general, the kedusha is in a makom which is delineated by mechitzas. You delineate the makom by walls. And then whatever, then there's a kedusha in that makom, like in the mikdash. And in general, there's always the kedusha of mechitzas. So vis-a-vis kedusha, definitely you need a physical wall, four physical walls, and therefore a city like Tiberia, which has three walls, had three walls and one open to the sea, that definitely does not have kedusha about the erechom. Okay, but the Gemara entertains a possibility. The Gemara is not sure. Entertains a possibility that vis-a-vis Mikra Megillah, perhaps Tiberia will be considered walled. Because it wants to know, do you say that the whole point by Mikra Megillah is that it's protected, in which case Tiberia is also protected? Or do you say, no, that walled means that it's actually covered? That's kind of a covering, it's whatever, so to speak. And Tiberia doesn't have a covering, it's wide open to the water on that fourth side. So Gemara's not sure. Okay, but Rechizki read on both days. Okay, because of Suffolk. And Rebbe, it seems Rebbe Anasi, he held it was like a walled city, 15th. Okay, that's what Gemara says. So basically, for the purposes of this discussion, let's say, Mikra Megillah, that's considered walled. You don't need actual walls. Okay, you don't need actual walls because it's the functionality of a walled city. It doesn't matter about whether it actually has a wall. Okay, its whole idea is the function of the walls, the protection which a wall provides. So therefore, the water could do that also. But vis-a-vis the deoraisa, then you need mechitzas. So water isn't a mechitza. Mechitza is a mechitza. The definition of what a mechitza is. A mechitza has to be 10 tefachim tall, whatever. So you need an actual wall. Okay, that's one thing which seems to be a given. Okay, they're different. Fine. Another difference is that this is also an open difference, is that when it comes to Batei Arechoma, so there are certain statuses of a house within the walled city. Okay? Now, let's say you have a house which is outside of the wall, but it's part of the larger extended city. So do you say the halachos of Batei Arechoma applies to that house? Like something which is near it, like a suburb of the walled city. Okay, I don't know if we talked about this, but what would you think? Is it the Reis Alachos of a walled city? Does it apply outside of the wall?
Well, don't we see practically that it does? I mean, like, now when we talk about, like, Israel, like, we know. We're not going with that, right?
What do you mean?
Like, when you go to Jerusalem, you know that all of Jerusalem, even outside...
Oh, vis-a-vis Mikra Megillah, but I'm not talking about vis-a-vis Mikra Megillah. I'm talking about vis-a-vis the Halachos, the Reis Alachos of the Kedusha of Batei Arechoma. That a wall, that the walls, the houses within the walled city, if you sell them, you're dealing with Yovel or whatever the case may be, you know? So that's open. That it doesn't. It's only within the walls. Okay, that's clear. It's only within the walls of the city itself, not outside of it. But by Mikra Megillah, that's not true. You go by those cities. Rishon Levi tells us that it goes by cities, places which are near or are seen from the city. So there's another discrepancy between the idea of walled cities vis-a-vis the Deoraisa about the Rechoma and vis-a-vis the Darabana and Mikra Megillah. Okay, yeah, Chaim. Okay. Fine. So clearly there are differences between the Deoraisa of Old City and the Darabana of Old City. Okay. Now that's the background. Then comes along a Gemara, Rabbi Shimon Levi, who says that a city which first, a city is a walled city if only if the wall was built first and then it was populated. But if it was populated first and then the wall was built, that does not have the status of a walled city. Okay, and the proof is from a pasuk which says, "Ish kiim kar beis moshe avir choma." Okay, however the grammar works, but basically, there's a pasuk by batei choma by the deraisa, and the implication is that it's first it has a wall and then it's populated. Okay, now the question is that statement of Rabbi Shimon Levi talking about the deraisa of batei choma, or is it talking about Mikra Megillah? Okay, so Rashi. Or both, right? So Rashi, as interpreted, as explained by the Ran, but it seems pretty clear, Rashi says it's only vis-a-vis the Deraisa of Atar Choma that the order matters. But vis-a-vis Mikra Megillah, it doesn't make a difference. And the argument is, this again, Rashi openly says that. The argument the Ran puts into his mouth, but it's pretty clear, is that because the Deraisa and the Rabban are different, as we saw from these two previous examples, vis-a-vis the actual wall versus the water, vis-a-vis near the city, which works by Megillah, but it does not work by Deraisa. And similarly, the order, because the order is in terms of the Kedushas, but Deraisa Choma. So that's saying is that the city has to, there it's, but the definition of the city is that it's an Ir Choma. So that's what we said, is in the Deraisa, it goes by when the city emerged, was it walled? If it got a wall afterwards, then it's not part of the very identity of the city. Okay, so therefore it doesn't carry over. Therefore, it's not going to be a walled city. Walled city has to mean that it was walled when it emerged. But when it comes to Mikra Megillah, it has nothing to do with the identity of the city as a walled city. It's just an idea. It's protected. It's protected. So protected, who cares the order? Who cares the order? Bottom line is, the time you should have known it was a protected city. So since you see, like, for instance, water, all these differences, though, the main factor by Mikra Megillah is not the halachic identity of the thing and mechitzos and all that. It's just the practicality of being protected. So the wall, the order, doesn't make any difference. That's just halacha and the deraisa. It doesn't apply by the derabban. That's Rashi. Okay? Tosvos argues no. He says it's by the derabban also. Because look, the Gemara, after all, is bringing down the Megillah. Seems like it's talking about vis-a-vis derabbanan. It seems just talking about the Mikra Megillah. It's not brought down in Erchin, where the Gemara discusses the halachas of Atar Choma. It's just talking about down in Megillah. And the words which it uses are Megillah words. Kfar is the word which is used in vis-a-vis Megillah. So therefore, Tosa says that it really is by Megillah also. Now the question is that if it's by Megillah also, but so what's the sense? Why should it be by Megillah also? After all, it's a protected city anyways, right? And more directly, is what it would seem to say, if you want to say, there would be one argument to say that it would be by Mikra Megillah also, which is that the definition of a walled city by Mikra Megillah is the same as it is by the Deraisa. It models after the Deraisa. But it's not true. It's not true, because you see, for instance, Tveria, the Gemara holds, is considered walled vis-a-vis Mikra Megillah, yet vis-a-vis the Deraisa is not. Right? And also the halacha of who gets to read the Megillah is read the Megillah anyway, even people near the walled city. But the Raisa does not go by that. So if you want, Tosos has the difficulty of explaining why is it that when it comes to this halacha of the order, do we say the Mikra Megillah follows the Deraisa? Yet when it comes to these other halachos of the walls, the water versus the walls, and the near the walled city, is that we don't model after the Deraisa. Okay, that's the difficulty according to Tosus. Okay, now we explain that, and Tosus kind of says something, but it's not very clear what his answer is. But the way we understood this last week is, just to keep it simple, is that according to Tosus, he holds like this, that we learn from the Deoraisa one thing, that a walled city is a type of a city. It's not just practically a city that happens to have a wall. But you see in the Deraisa, the idea of order means that a walled city is a type of a city. It's part of the identity of a city. It's not just a practical description of a city with a wall, but it's a class of a city. And the way it becomes part of the city is based on order. that when the city emerged, it had that property. Okay, that's what you see from the Deraisa, that there is a halacha recognizes walls as a type of city. Okay, not everything is a type of city. You know, a city that has a mayor isn't a type of city, it's just an annual feature. So some cities have mayors, some don't, whatever. But a walled city is a class of a city. That's what they see from the Deraisa. Now, what do we mean by walled city? So the Deraisa, when it comes to halachos of Deraisa versus the Derabon halachos, there are different criteria. The Deraisa, the idea of a walled city, you're dealing with Kedusha. And therefore, the Deraisa identity of a walled city is contingent upon walls. Walls when the city came into existence. The Derabanan is based upon the miracle of protection and war and the military, and therefore the identification of a walled city is the military protection of walls when the city came into existence. It's always when the city came into existence because we're trying to define this as a Yerchoma, as a walled city, which is an identity of an ear. And the way something becomes part of the identity of the ear is when the ear emerges, it's there. If it comes afterwards, it's not part of the identity of the ear, it's just an afterthought. But the particular of what exactly qualifies as a wall and what doesn't qualify as a wall is different because they're different contexts. The Deraisa and the Rabbanan have different import of what walled city does. And one of them is giving Kedusha, and the other one is functioning differently for Pirsum Aneh. But either way, what the Tosus holds, the Rishon Levi is saying, is that the Deraisa, the Rabbanon follow the Deraisa in that their definition of a walled city is part of the definition of an ear, and therefore the order matters. Whereas according to Rashi, apparently he argues on that. He says is that even though in the Deraisa you go by it, it's a type of a city and the order matters, when it comes to Mikra Megillah and Pirsum Aneis, it just goes by the practicality of the protection. And it's a walled city. It doesn't necessarily have to be a type of a city. But it means anyone who vis-a-vis Pearson will function, who is identified as a walled city, people look at it as a walled city, whether or not the order doesn't make a difference. It doesn't go by the halachic definition of the city. Yeah.
Okay.
So now we want to get to the Ran. Okay? And the Ran basically brings down, essentially he does is he brings down Rashi and Tosfos. Okay? He brings down Rashi and Tosfos. But he does one other thing, is that he basically says that the simplest way to learn would be to learn like Tosfos. In Svara you'd say like Tosfos, because since you see from the Gemara that Tveria could be considered a walled city vis-a-vis Mikra Megillah. So you see the Gemara is treating Mikra Megillah as different than the Deraisa. And since you also see that in Mikra Megillah it even goes by people who live near the walled city, as opposed to by the Deraisa, it doesn't go by that. So therefore it seems to indicate that these are two different systems. And therefore when the Gemara says that the order matters, so the simplest way to learn is that so that's by the Deraisa. But by the Derabanan, there's no reason to say that it should go by order. Okay, like Tosfos. I'm sorry, like Rashi. Okay? And that's what he says. In Svara, he says that would be the way to go. Okay? Why should it go? Why should order matter? And the Derabanan, like Rashi's arguments. Right? He likes it, like Rashi's arguments. He buys those arguments. Okay, he buys the arguments. Why should the Deraisa? You see precedent that Deraisa and Derabanan are different. So therefore, presumably, here also, you'd say this halacha of order is only by the Deraisa. That's what the Ran says in Mestaber. He says, the only problem is it doesn't seem to be true. First of all, because the language of the Gemara does not seem to be talking about using language of Bat Erechoma. It seems to be using Megillah language. Okay. And second of all, he says, the Rif, who's a halacha sefer, brings down this halacha in the middle of his Hilchos Megillah. Right? And as the Rif shouldn't be bringing down, the Rif brings down the things of halacha. And here it is in the Megillah, and he's bringing down the halacha that it's considered a walled city is only if it was walled in this order. If first the wall was built and then it was populated. So since that's the case, he says, he's based on his assessment of the Rif, he says, it seems like the Rif is learning that this is even vis-a-vis Megillah. Okay? That's even vis a vis Megillah. And that being the case, he has a problem. Okay. So you got a problem. 1 second. Okay, so that's the problem. So the problem is you got yourself a problem. Because it seems from the Ref and from the Gemara that this halacha, that the wall goes by order, is even vis-a-vis Mikra Megillah. Which means that the Mikra Megillah, the definition of wall vis-a-vis Mikra Megillah, is, so to speak, modeled after the Deraisa definition. Right? Namely, the order that it first had to be populated, this first wall then populated. Yet, when it comes to Tveria, you see, by Deraisa, that's certainly not a walled city because it doesn't have a physical wall. But by Zivimik or Megillah, Chizkiyon and Bino Nasi say that it is considered a walled city because it's protected. Right? Or there's arguments say it's protected, and who cares if it has a physical wall or not. And also, when it comes to Mikra Megillah, you could live far away from the city or you're nearby the city and you're counted as part of the walled city, even though vis-a-vis the Deraisa is certainly not the case. So you have a problem. So the Ron, to solve this problem, okay, this problem, this discrepancy between whether or not the Ron follows the Deraisa or not, the Ron says, he says essentially it's a machlokas. Okay, that's one way to solve a problem. Like we were trying to resolve the discrepancy, the Ron says, no, it's a machlokas. That's the way the Ref is going to learn. What? Oh, so the machlokas is he says, it's a machlokas between, let's see, Lefikach Nero, it's just one line. I mean, the Hadar Bishur Ben Levi, Pliga Ad Chizkiah. Okay, that Chizkiyah is the one who said Tveria is considered a wall. He's the one who said that they're different. That there's no one are different. Rabbi Shmuel ben Levi is the one who's saying that walled, the order matters, and the Deraisa and the Rabbanan are the same. So he says, yeah, Rabbi Shmuel ben Levi argues on Chizkiyah. Well, Rabbi Shmuel ben Levi ain't on other Mishum Choma Kamalinian, but the Erechoma. Right? Because Rabbi Shmuel ben Levi holds that he wouldn't consider Tveria as a walled city. Whereas according to Rabbi Shmuel ben Levi, he's saying is that the wall that just like the Deraisa, you need the right order, first walled, then populated, so too in the Rabbanan. So he says, if they're going the same, then why is Tveria considered a walled city? Tveria doesn't have a wall, and vis-a-vis Deraisa, definitely it's not walled yet. Chizkiyah or Yira Nasi say that it's considered a wall. So he says, okay, Chizkiyah says that, Yira Nasi says that, but Rav Shimon Levi argues. Rav Shimon Levi holds that the Derabanan, that the Derabanan follows the Deraisa. Right? Follows the Deraisa. And therefore, since the Deraisa, that's not considered a walled city unless it has physical walls, so too in the Deraisa, so too in the Rabbanan. And Tveria, he doesn't hold like that. He doesn't hold like that. Okay? What about the other example, the other halacha, other discrepancy? So that's one discrepancy. Again, one discrepancy between the Deraisa and the Rabbanan was vis-a-vis the walls versus the water. Tveria. The other discrepancy was, it's a little more problematic, because that was Rabbi Shmuel ben Levi himself who said it. And that is that the halacha is that you could be near, that you could be near the walled city. That the halacha is that vis-a-vis Mikra Megillah, not only the people who live in the walled city, but people who live near the walled city, read on the 15th. So, vis-a-vis Bat Erechoma, that's not the case. So you can't say Rabbi Shmuel ben Levi argues on the person who said that statement, because that is Rabbi Shimon Levi. And this very Gemara. So you see, Rabbi Shimon, if you're telling me the whole way the Ron is solving this thing is by saying, is the Ron, Rabbi Shimon Levi, old, there's no difference in the Ra's and the Rabbana. Order, same as the Deraisa. Walls, argues on Chizkiyah, it needs actual walls. But Rabbi Shimon Levi himself says that the living near it works by Mikra Megillah, even though it doesn't work by about the Erechoma. So that's against his whole theory here. He says no. He says Ella she kelu b'samach v'nira kivan shechoma sakra chama gemara. He says, but the Rav Shimon Levi holds that the Rabbanan were mekel or lenient by someone who lives near and sees the walled city. Because the walled city, the city of the krach, of the city which it's near, is a real chama, is a real wall. And therefore, they were lenient and said that these guys could read along with them. So the question is, what does he mean by that? What's his svara, first of all, What's the svara to say that the Darabanan, you know, that it follows the Rishon Levi's svara that the Darabanan and Daraisa, the Rishon follows the Daraisa exactly? And then secondly, if it does follow it exactly, how is he differentiating and saying if you're near the thing, that's also okay? You also read. Because since the walled city is a real wall, so therefore they're Mekel, they're Rabbanan Mekel by being near it. Once you can say they're Rabbanan Mekel, and you're going away from your whole idea that they're Rabbanan and Daraisa are the same, then you might as well just say they're Rabbanan Mekel and say that Tveria is considered a walled city because of the water. Right? I mean, it sounds like it's against his whole theory. It seems like Shulman's whole theory is that they're exactly the same. All of a sudden he's having a difference. Right? That's the problem. And also, the problem is the Ron's adding a new theory here that the Daraisa and the Rabbanan are the same. What's the sense of that theory? I mean, then why should they be the same? Right? I mean, vis-a-vis Nick and Megillah, you think the idea is because of Pearson. And Pearson is that it was a walled city, practically. It had a wall. It was protected. So why are we going by the Daraisa? Why do we have to follow the exact formula of the Daraisa? I mean, that's the Ron's Chiddush. The Ron's Chiddush in the Ref is that, I guess in the Ref, is that there's an argument. That the Rishon Levi and Chizki are arguing. I mean, the Rashi and Tosos were trying to work it out that there's no arguments going on here. Right? That's why Rashi says, oh, you see Chizki, you see Tveria is considered, you know, there's a difference vis-a-vis that. So therefore, so too there's a difference vis-a-vis the Chomo, vis-a-vis the order. That also is different. Tosos says, no. Even though vis-a-vis the actual wall, they're different, the Rambam are different, vis-a-vis the order, no, that they're the same. Okay, but they were both assuming that everyone's on board, everyone agrees. The Ron is saying, no, if they're the same vis-a-vis one, they should be the same vis-a-vis the other. Now, they're definitely the same, they're definitely different. Chizkiya definitely says they're different vis-a-vis the actual wall over the water. But Rishon Levi is saying, simple reading is that they're the same vis-a-vis the order. So how do you resolve it? So the Ron says, oh, they argue. They argue that they differentiate those. So I guess we have to understand, so what's the argument? Or what's the argument also? What's the svara of Chizkiya, who's saying is that no, that it doesn't matter, doesn't follow the Daraisa and the Ron, you know, and Rishon Levi is saying it does, and also again, I think the harder problem, you know, so the question is that how do you explain? Not harder, but it's a problem. Is that how do you differentiate between this idea of the walled cities which are seen with, you know, that are near it. He says there, he says they're Rabbanan Mekel. But if his whole theory is that they're equal, so then how do you Mekel vis-a-vis the thing because the, you know, because it's a real walled city? Okay, yeah, but now you're outside of the walled city. Now you're outside of it. Okay, so let me elaborate on what Max is saying. Okay, I think he's saying good. That there's two questions. One question is what is the definition of a walled city? Okay, in Mikra Megillah, we go by walled cities. Right? Walled cities matters, we see Mikra Megillah. What is the definition of a walled city? Okay. Then you have a question. Okay, given that we have a walled city, what does that do for us? How does that affect the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah? Okay, so again, the two questions. One is, what is the walled city? The second question is what's the nafkamina? Now that you have a walled city, so how does that affect, how does that fit into the mitzvah of Kriyas Megillah? Okay. Now that he's saying, so the Ron is arguing that those are two different questions. When you want to know what is the definition of a walled city, so Rabbi Shulman Levi is arguing that the Rabbanan didn't create the brand new definition of what a walled city is, but they modeled, they took the Daraisa definition. For whatever reason. That they basically, the Rabbanan didn't define from scratch what's the definition of a walled city, but they used the Daraisa definition of a walled city. Okay? So therefore, a walled city, what does that mean? It means it has walls, actual walls. It had those walls before people lived there. That's the definition of a walled city. Fine. And not only that, I'll tell you even where's the boundary of the walled city? The walls. That's where the walled city goes. The walled city is defined the same as the walled city is defined by Badr Echama. The Rabbanon used the same device of the walled city. Okay, so the walled city is defined by the walls. Wherever there's physical walls end, that's the walled city. That's the walled city in the Daraisa. That's the walled city in the Rabbanon. But the halacha of Rabbi Yishuv and Levi, that anyone who lives near the walled city reads, is not a halacha. If you remember, there's two ways to view that halacha. Okay, if you remember. Okay, we had two different definitions. It turns out it was machlokas Rashi and the Rambam, if you recall. The question was, the Rambam was learning is that those places which are near the city are actually part of the city. Right? You define the city based upon the proximity as part of the city itself. And that's why the Rambam held it has to be within the Tum. Remember that? Or very super duper close, right? Because the Rambam held that the idea of near it means that is the definition of the city. That would not fly within this. Because the definition of the city, according to Rishon Levi, is the same exact definition, again, according to the Ran, is the same definition of the walled city. The rice of the walled city is the walled city. It's the walls. And therefore, the Rabban also, it's going to have to be defined as the walls. But there's another way to understand the Rishon Levi, which is the way Rashi understood it. And it seems like the Ran, if you look earlier, the Ran leans this a little bit towards the Rashi side, which is that no, the walled city is the walled city, defined by the walls. But the halacha of Mikra Megillah is not pshat that the city reads on the 15th, but it's the city and its suburbs read on the 15th. Because when they set up the mitzvah, the halacha of Mikra Megillah on the 15th, is the city and all those who are associated with the city, all those who function together with the city, all the suburbs of the city, all those who live in the vicinity of the city, of the walled city, read on the 15th. Right? That's why Mordechai and Esther extended it beyond. That's the way the Rashi interpreted Rav Shimon Levi's halacha. Not that it's a broader definition of a city. No, a city is a city. The walled city. But the halacha of walled cities read on the 15th is the city and all of its affiliates, everybody who is associated with the city, who lives in the suburbs of the city. So, that extends to the suburbs, people who are nearby. Right? But that has nothing to do with the Deoraisa. Whereas the Deoraisa question is, what is a walled city? Which cities are so special that have the status of being walled cities? That's fine. And that's exactly like the Deoraisa. If it's the same criteria as the Deoraisa. But now that you have a walled city, the question is, okay, so who gets to participate in the Kriyas Megillah of that? So the Rabbanon, now you're dealing with, well, how did the Rabbanon formulate the Maisa HaMitzvah of Kriyas Megillah and the Dizman of the Mitzvah Megillah? So that, they didn't say it's those who live in the walled city, they said it's those who are associated with the walled city, the city dwellers, and the suburbs. So you can't say that's going to follow the Deoraisa. The Deoraisa has nothing to do with the Maisa HaMitzvah of Mikra Megillah, or any Maisa HaMitzvah for that matter. It's just a matter of the definition of, like Max was saying, it's the definition of the city itself, the architect, the structure of the city. The houses of the city have a certain status. So the houses are a part of the city. So that goes by the actuality of the city. Where the halacha of Mitzorah has to leave the city. That's the name of the city. So the city, the Deoraisa tells you about. And the Rabbanon takes the same definition of what a city is, what a walled city is. But that doesn't mean that the Rabbanon are going to have to copy the Deoraisa. There's nothing to copy. Now we're talking about the Maisa Mitzvah, and who, what type of relationship do you have to have to this walled city in order to read Mitzvah Megillah on the 15th? So they're saying is, we're Mekel, and they say anybody who's any association to it, even the suburbs. But they're not defining the walled city as the size of those people who live far away. That's not defined as part of the city. The definition of the city follows the Deoraisa. So that's what he's saying, is that the Kibbaron can be Mekel vis-a-vis the Maisa HaMitzvah of Mikra Megillah and who that applies to. But Rav Shimon Levi is saying the Rabbanon can't be Mekel and don't differentiate vis-a-vis how do we identify a city as being defined as a walled city. That takes the Deoraisa criteria and goes by an actual wall and goes by the order. The walls first and then the dwelling. Right? So it's not a question. The basic answer is it's not really a question. The question is, if you look at it too simply, you say, oh, is Deoraisa the same as Rabbanon or the Deoraisa is different? But they're different. No, it's the Deoraisa is telling you what is the definition of a walled city. That has to be the same. But the question about who gets to benefit, who's the beneficiary of the status of the walled city, can be people who don't live in the walled city. There's nothing to go with the Rabbanon for that. For the Deoraisa, there's nothing to copy. That's just the Rabbanon, how they formulate it. So the Ron's learning, the way the Ron's learning the Machlokas is, according to this line of reasoning, which, maybe we go further but at some point, but is that when the Rabbanon are trying to set up a halacha of Mikra Megillah vis-a-vis walled cities, which is based upon, like, the Pierce of Manes or whatever, that there's two different types of cities, walled cities and unwalled cities, did they, so to speak, take the definition of the walled cities from the Deraisa? Did they just, you know, make use of the Deraisa definition? Or did they say, no, that since the purpose here is different, since the relevance of a walled city is different vis-a-vis Mikra Megillah and vis-a-vis Deraisa, they chose their own definition. They chose their own definition of walled cities. Irrespective of nothing to do with that. They chose their own definitions. Right, that's what Chizkiyah is going to say. Chizkiyah is going to say, look, the whole point here is protected, so Tiferet is also protected. But Rabbi Shimon Levi is going to say, no, the Rabbanan, even though that may be the point of the thing here, but halachically they just use the Deraisa's definition. It would seem to beg the question of why they should do that. I mean, on the surface, the smoother way to go is, say, why should they be the same? I mean, they're different. They are different. So why should it just blindly copy the Deraisa? Which is an interesting question. But I'm just defining what he's saying. I mean, that's the way he's learning Rabbi Shimon Levi Shita. That's what the Ran says, is that the Rabbanu were Mekil on the people who live near it because it's a Choma Gemura. Which means that near what? It has to be a real Choma, a real walled city. That has to be a real walled city, the Raisa walled city. But now, who gets to benefit from that is a different question. The Raisa doesn't have anything to do with that. The Raisa is a question of defining the Chafza of the walled city. It's not discussing a Maisa Mitzvah, people who relate to it. It's discussing the Kedusha of the homes, which is, again, part of the very structure of the city itself. That, of course, is only going to be the part of the city. And leaving the city of the Sora can't be in the city. So our Tumah is that Mitzvah has to be out. So that's the city, it's not the suburbs. But like you said, the Mitzvah is the Mitzvah of Gavras, and Gavras who are associated with the walled city, so it could even be the people in the suburbs have that association. The problem with the Rambam is, how does he paskin? How does he hold on all this stuff? This is a very interesting example of like trying to figure out how the Rambam learns. Okay, it's interesting because he really doesn't tell you. Okay, he really doesn't tell you, and you really have to do some detective work to figure it out. You consider the possibilities, and on the surface, none of them quite work out. I mean, it's astonishing that Ram doesn't really talk about these issues. Okay, and so the question is how do you define walled cities? He's making Megillah according to the Rambam. Okay, do we go by, does it, all these issues. So the Rambam openly says, I mean, a few things. So he openly brings down this halacha that anyone near the walled city counts. We read this already, right? If you live near the walled city, then you're kikrach, you're part of the city, and you're in the 15th. Okay, so you live near the city, you're part of it. Fine. That he says. Now, what about the halacha of Tveria? About if it's walled with the water on one side. Okay? So he doesn't say. He just doesn't say. The Gemara has, the Bavli has Chizkiyah, who says that it's a safek, and he read on both days. Safek on both days. So Rabbi Yonasi held it's walled. You read it on the 15th. Even though it doesn't have walls on four sides, that it treated it. Okay? The Rama Mishmi Devi Yovel has the halacha, has the question about Tveria, and he says, Yersha Gago Seha Chomo Seha, a city whose walls are its roofs. Its roofs are walls. Okay, the houses are built right around in a circle, so that's it, right? Osha Yam Chomo Seha, or that the water is its wall. Eino Kimu Kafas Chomo. Doesn't have the status of being walled. It's not a walled city. Okay? So then in Deraisa, it's not a walled city. What about Mikra Megillah? Again, in Mikra Megillah, the Gemara asks a question. The Gemara had a Safek. Chizkiyah had read it on both days. You must have read it on the 15th. The Rambam just doesn't mention it altogether. Okay, you could look at it if you don't believe me, but or I'd like to see it if someone could find it. But as far as I'm concerned, I don't see him mentioning it at all. He talks about a question, a year which is a Safek, whether it's walled or not. But that's whether historically, whether it had a wall or not. He doesn't bring in the other Safek, which Shagamara has, Chizkiyah, Safek about whether Tveria is considered a walled city. Now, you'll say maybe it's not that practical, but isn't it practical? I mean, Tveria, what does Tveria do? Doesn't Ram have to tell you what Tveria does? It's a city. It's a real city, which really, in time Yeshua Benon, had three walls and water. So what does it do? I mean, it's simply from reading the Rambam, you just don't know. I mean, if you live in Tveria and you learn Rambam, then you're not going to be able to figure it out. He doesn't say. I mean, you could say, he says, a city which has walls. So, if you just want to go, if you're just reading the Rambam, and he doesn't say, what would you say?
It doesn't work.
Right? It doesn't work because
it doesn't have human walls.
It doesn't have walls. I mean, he says walled cities are unwalled cities without any, without any anything. He just says walled cities. Okay, well, a city which is mukafes chama means also shul benon. Okay, so mukafes chama means it has walls. Right, that's the simplest reading. I mean, the burden of proof, so to speak, would be to show me that water counts. Right, I mean, if you don't say anything, wouldn't you think that means that walls are walls, right? So you could say that. You could say the Rambam's leaving it out because the burden of proof you should have to say otherwise. So therefore, that's not considered a walls, and therefore it would read in the 14th. The problem with learning that way, it's a big problem, is that the Gemara Chizkiyah, first of all, it's not so simple because the Gemara has a question, so why does Maamon bring it down? And also, the Gemara Chizkiyah read it on both days. Rabbi Yonasi read it on the 15th. So would Ram just decide to paskin against the whole Gemara? Right? He just decided to go against them. I mean, the Gemara says it's a safik, and it's a legitimate safik. So Ram just leaves it out altogether and just paskins against the Gemara. The Gemara says you read on the, that Tveria reads on the 14th and the 15th. Or even on the 15th. And now you're saying the Ram just paskins against the Sheetah's Gemara. He says, no, it's Tveria reads on the 14th. According to who? And he just leaves it out. Right, so it's strange. I mean, you could say that. You could say the Rambam just holds. How does he know? How does he know the paskin against them? Well, it's based on what? Who's he going? He's going against the Gemara. It's open to the Gemara. The Gemara has its own discussion about the Tveria. It says has two positions. One read on both days. One read on the 15th. And the Rambam, if you read the Rambam that way, he read on the 14th. If on the other day, say the Rambam held meant you read on the 15th, like the Gemara, shouldn't he tell you that? I mean, he says walled cities read on the 15th. And Tveria doesn't technically have a wall. Shouldn't he bring down that a walled city is, vis-a-vis Mikra Megillah? Especially because in the Deraisa, that's not considered walls. So shouldn't he tell you? Shouldn't he have to weigh in on the thing? I mean, that's what's difficult. You say maybe the Ram holds it's a suffix. Well, the Ram says like this. He has a halacha which may shed light on this. He says, Yerushahi suffix, this is an Aleph Yer Aleph, a city which is a suffix, ain't you doing Hoysim Kevas Chom Yod Shobinon? Oh, achar kenokva. You're not sure whether it got walls in the time, had walls in the Mishulvan, or the walls were built later. It has walls now, you just don't know when they were built. Korin Mishnei Yamin. You read on both days. Shein Arba Asar V'Chamisha Asar. Ube Le'ilehem. So you read on both days, and Bavarcha, and whatever. You make the Bracha on the 14th. So the Ram has Allah of Safik, and Safik, you read it on both. So he should have to tell you that Tveya is included in that Safik, and Tveya also reads it on both. Because otherwise, you wouldn't say that. His only suffix is a suffix where you don't know whether it had walls and Tamishul Benun. Not if you have a halachic question about whether water counts as a wall. No, he doesn't say that. And if he's holding that, he should say that. He should throw that into that halacha. That's the place to put it. That would have been the place to put it. An ear which you don't know whether it had walls and Tamishul Benun, or an ear which is 3 and 1. Right? That's what he should have done, but he didn't. The next part of the problem is, what about the order? What does the Ram hold about the order, about whether the walls were built first or second, right? What does he hold about that? So in Shemitah V'Yovel, he has that also. He has... Second. Yeah, he says... In Hamak, this is in Shemitah V'Yovel, Yubezi Dal. In Hamak, Nikra Yerchamachi, Yabas Sholosh Chatzeros, O Yasser, B'chol Chatzim, Shnei Batim, O Yasser. So it has to have at least 3 courtyards in the city, and each courtyard has to have 2 houses. So whatever, that's just a share. The Yakifu Osocho Matchila, and first you have a wall, the Akach Yinuach Seos Osocha, and then you build the stuff inside of it. Ava Mokm Shiosh Vakach Hukaf, but if it was first lived and then surrounded, Oshaybo Chatzeros, Eino Yerchoma, it's not a walled city, Elabatim Shebok Batechatem. The houses are just like regular, like a regular city. Okay, so we have that there. But again, in Megillah, he doesn't say anything about that. Okay? He doesn't mention it. Again, he's just absent. Which again, you don't know. I mean, you just don't know what he's holding. But I mean, again, a plain reading of the Rambam, what would you say about that then? I mean, the plainest reading of the Rambam, if he doesn't say anything.
That applies in Megillah as well. The same formulation in Shemitah applies here as well.
Okay. So you could say that. But I mean, I could give you a counter argument. I know that that's, it's not clear, I'd say. I mean, you could say, look, it's the same thing as there. But he doesn't reference you to there. Right? I mean, you could just say he says a walled city in time of Shabbanon. So it means they had walls. Walls means walls. Right? I mean, he doesn't reference you. You'd think he should say somewhere, oh, and the definition of walled city is look in Hilchos Shemitah v'Yovel. I discussed it over there. Something like that. He doesn't mention it at all that it's a case of, you just, the play, there's two ways to look at it. You could read the Rambam just plain Hilchos Megillah and not know anything. And you'd never say anything that has anything to do with that, right, so, you know, with that halacha. Or you could say, well, no, the Rambam assumes you know Shemitah v'Yovel. But is it so clear that the halachas here carry over there? I mean, there are others that are not exactly the same. You know, so shouldn't the Rambam say to you, oh yeah, like I explained the Shemitah v'Yovel or something, if he held that? Or does he or does he not? I mean, that's kind of the problem. You know, to me the biggest problem is like I think is the part about the Tveria, is he left it out, and the only way, the simplest way to say he left it out is to say he just told that's not considered walls, because it's not walls. But then he's responding against the Gemara, responding against Chizkiya. If you want to look at that Gemara, that's on Hammond Bay. It's going to be the Nasi. But it's not like there's a bunch of sheeples in the Gemara there. The Gemara doesn't have a third sheep there. And he just says Chizkiya and Nasi, and. And they say, this one says Safek, and the other says Yeri on the 15th. And Rama, and if you want to deduce that from the Rama, then it would be a 14th. Okay, so I'd like to define that, to work out the Rama. Okay, the second thing I'd like to do is, I'm not sure how long it will take. I mean, it may take long to figure out an answer, but say the answer may not take as long. But the second thing I'd like to take is out of the question, which I guess Chaim asked a few days ago, he brought up, is that, what's the question on Ham Bay, is whether or not you consider the Tveria a walled city or not. Does walled mean protected, or does walled mean covered? Gemara has that question. So 3-1 is protected, but it's not physically covered. What's that? What's the svara for that question? Whether it is or isn't considered a walled city. And the question which Chaim asked on top of that is, let's say it's not three walls and one water, but it's more than that, or surrounded by water. Is that considered walled, or is that also like Tveya or not? So the Ritva says it's only 3-1. So what's the sense of that?
Hammond Basin.
Yeah, that's Hammond Basin.